morning price action today, again, was pretty choppy after the first delivery. And then from there, it got really choppy, but we were able to identify a trade setup, but it was very painful. So here's the breakdown. After that initial move down in here at a 945, 950 area, we were looking for New York PM low to get swept. I would have loved for this low to have been taken and then get this breaker formation, because this was so clean, but this was delivering from absolutely no man's land. Like, there's nothing here to the left that it swept. So we faded this first leg move, and then I was still looking for a continuation pattern. So market ends up putting in a bunch of chop here, chop, 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 chop. We come down and we get a nice dig in into the 15-minute FVG here. So we're delivering from a 15-minute gap and a 15-minute order block, targeting then the Asia high. And that's exactly what we end up getting, but it was painful. We took a trade over here, which I took a 5-point loss on because I just did not want to stick around in this area. Finally, we get this nice manipulation and we end up getting a breaker formation out of it. I'll actually mark it out here so you guys can see it visually. So there's the breaker formation. And as you can see, price delivers and then manipulates again, but closes above the breaker here. So closes above the breaker. And we get back into the market here. Finally get the delivery, we get an inverse, and then we get delivery up to TP1 and TP2. So some days, man, you're gonna have to take a punch. You know, that first 5-point stop out was a small loss, nothing major, but we were still looking for higher. I didn't flip my bias to the downside. I didn't try to do anything crazy. We stuck with what the market was showing us, and we got back in when it was appropriate too. So sometimes that's trading, man. It's gritty, it's grindy, and you got to trust your draws on liquidity.